At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday here in Los Angeles. Glad to have you on board. The great Will Ferrell will stop by. Reggie Miller will join us a little bit later on as well. As we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. There are a lot of people commenting on the Pro Bowl that all of a sudden it started out as sort of a football game, and then it kind of morphed into two-hand touch. I don't expect anything out of the Pro Bowl. I've never missed the Pro Bowl and then asked somebody who won the Pro Bowl. But I watched it, and at some point, both sides had to realize or at least communicate, hey, let's just make it two-hand touch. And then the officials had to know that too, because if I just touch Mac Jones, the official's not going to blow the whistle. But then he did. And you saw that certainly in the second half, and there are a few defensive touchdowns. There were a lot of interceptions in there. I mean, it's not pretty, but I would just say if you want to make it two-hand touch or you want to make flag football, then make it flag football. Like, just let us all in, and I'm fine. Then if you watch, then you can't go, boy, they're not hitting here. Some of the quotes that that came out on Twitter, Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, they got to try a little bit in the Pro Bowl. Come on. Shannon Sharp, are they not tackling anymore in the Pro Bowl? I'm sorry, but this isn't football. I played in this game numerous times, and I love the NFL, but this is embarrassing. J.J. Watt, I've seen walkthroughs more intense than this. DeMarcus Lawrence, who's sweating out the most alcohol out there at the Pro Bowl? Yeah, Paulie.
It is. I still want to know, did the players say something to each other, like have a quick team meeting, hey, guys, we're all in this together. And then do the refs have a meeting at the end of the quarter and say, look, they're not tackling, so we have to call something here. Guys are standing there and hugging. They're not technically down. I would just love to a dive on the process, how it came up.
But I didn't see any interviews post-game.
I asked about that, and the only people who did interviews were like Max Crosby and the MVPs. Otherwise, there's no media obligation for the Pro Bowlers after the game. They have obligations to do interviews during the game. Like if a sideline reporter walks up to you on the sidelines, you're encouraged to do it. But once that game ends and you hug and kiss on the sidelines, you're out, you're done. No media obligation.
Okay, but ESPN needs to ask a question to Max Crosby, the defensive MVP, and just say, Max, when did you guys communicate? How did you communicate that you weren't going to tackle anybody? Or Justin Herbert, who was the co-MVP. Hey, Justin, when did you know that they weren't going to hit you?
It's like the WWE, Dan. You never admit it's fixed.
Yeah, Seton.
But is that, do we really want to see like a linebacker blowing up a running back in the Pro Bowl? Like, got him, knocked him out of the game. Like, nobody wants to see that.
I agree.
I think, right? I mean, I don't want to see dudes like getting crushed.
But don't go through the motions then of trying to give me what you think is a reasonable facsimile of a football game. Just let us in. Just say, we're playing flag football. okay, I'm fine with that. But when you watched it and you're like, wait, then I was just curious. I was fascinated with how do you get the message to the opposition? You don't want to be running and you think that defensive guy knows, hey, we're just doing touch. And then all of a sudden you get whacked there. Micah Parsons pounds you. Yes, Todd.
And it used to be in Hawaii all these years. Now it's in Vegas. It's a family outing for a lot of these players. All the more reason why. How terrible would that be? You're in Honolulu somewhere. You're in Vegas with the family. And God forbid they're carrying you off to a hospital somewhere because someone felt the need to lay you out.
No one's bringing their family to Vegas.
Yeah.
None of these
Hawaii
guys.
Hawaii, they are.
They're starting other families. You know what was weird? Why don't they just do this? Every year they lose a piece of equipment. Like next year, no face masks. Then next year, no shoulder pads. And by, you know, 4 years from now, they're in shorts and flags.
This program, DP Show during Super Bowl week, brought to you by Link Soul, a lifestyle brand for any occasion. We got a poll question from the first hour, and Todd, of course, has those responsibilities. Would you update the poll results?
I would be glad to, Dan.
Okay.
The Pro Bowl is lame and unwatchable, 84%. A fun, lighthearted exhibition, 16%.
I think it's lame, but that doesn't make it unwatchable. I kind of like to just see it like backyard feel to it where you just, hey, you go out and you go out. I would mic up the quarterback for every play. I'd mic up a defensive player when he's making the call. Like, try to make it so inclusive. I was watching a Fox Sports basketball game a couple of weeks ago, and Marquette was on. I don't know who they were playing, but it was Marquette. And both Shaka Smart was mic'd up through the entire game. You heard everything, every huddle, halftime speech, everything. And it was a game I wouldn't have watched, but they made it inclusive and brought you a little closer to the action. If you're going to do it, just bring everybody in. You know, when we watch the NBA, nobody goes, oh, they're not playing any defense. Oh, you know, this is just a friendly pickup game. Yeah, but we still watch it. We're fine with that. Baseball, you know, when they used to attach the home field advantage for the World Series nonsense, because Fox goes, hey, nobody's watching the All-Star game. Well, we're now it's for, what was the slogan? Now it counts or something?
Now it counts.
Now it counts. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to watch.
This time it's personal.
Yeah. Imagine you're the fan of throw out a team that's not any good in baseball. And as if you care who's going to have home field advantage in the World Series. Like you're a Baltimore Oriole fan. You're going, oh, yes, the American, yeah, we got home field advantage. Yeah, Paul.
The Pro Bowl, the NFL Pro Bowl needs a new slogan. Like, you don't care and neither do they. The Pro Bowl next. Staying healthy, not getting hit.
Yes, Eaton.
But, like, I love the little things like the Diggs brothers going against each other and then switching positions and stuff like that. It's just fun.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Have a little fun.
Yeah. Let's just have fun
for a
change.
Let's just have
fun. Not everything has to be so serious. Yes, Todd?
But on the other hand, it might be fun to have one brother smash the other brother as hard as he could, like the good old days when they were kids and they were fighting over a toy and see that live for everyone to watch. That's something I would watch. If I knew, like, that one of the Diggs brothers was going to light up his brother, that would be fun. Not give him, not the little point. Look at me. I'm about to score. I don't know. What is that? Back to you in the studio.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. 877-3DP-SHOW, email. You're I don't know what's going on with you. It feels like you came out.
My shirt, my personality, my look.
Wow. No, you just kind of arrived
in a... My contribution to the show?
No, you arrived in a bad mood.
I was grumpy because of the flight out Saturday, not compared to Seton driving thousands and thousands of miles.
He drove over 3,000 miles.
I'm not comparing my situation to theirs at all. I just happened to notice little things, little observations that may or may not be humorous that people can relate to. Asking the flight attendant what, you know, the drink options are, like you just got beamed from another planet and you don't know how that works.
Okay, but
what has Sierra missed?
Just ignore it.
It bothered me because they announced it on the speaker. They said, we have a variety of Pepsi products and coffee and Pepsi and Diet Pepsi and ginger ale. She, like, said, like, every apple juice, orange juice. And then they get to the row in front of me, and we're all thirsty and waiting for our snacks. And the snacks don't come out until after the drinks come out. So it's a whole process if you're hungry, if you're going to wait another 45 minutes for your Cheez-Its.
What else bothered you about the trip here? You were hinting...
The flight left an hour and a half late because they decided instead of getting a crew from Connecticut, I guess no one knows how to fly a plane in the state of Connecticut, they had to get their crew from Boston.
How was the Uber trip?
The Uber trip could have been better. I know I'm chatty sometimes, and I've annoyed all of you with, like, detailed stories about nothing. But at that hour of the morning, I just wanted to kind of sit quietly in the back seat. And instead, this guy's telling me his whole life story, and the wife is going home for a test.
No.
I shouldn't complain.
You cannot call people out.
But if I'm not the one doing the talking, like, I realize
now,
I guess,
you know, yes, what we feel like.
On the receiving end of that, it, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning driving to the airport.
If you were my Uber driver, I'd take my own life. I would just get out of the car as it's moving down the highway.
My son, I don't know what to deal with him, and it's from a different marriage, so I don't feel that bonding with him anyway, and he's, he was supposed to go to college, and he's trying to start his own company.
I stopped at this barbecue place in Texas, and it was awesome, right? The food was great. The, atmosphere was really cool. Like, you could just tell from the outside that you were walking into someplace really awesome. And then we got in there. There was only, 4 people in there, even though it could seat, 400. So there's a lot of space in there. Maybe not 400, but it's a big place, right? And so I went walking in there, and me and the French kid are just standing at the door, and there's all these empty seats, and the lady's like, "You can sit wherever you want." I'm like, "Okay." So then we go sit down. She comes over. She's like, "Okay, you guys are ready to order? Can I get a menu?" "We don't have menus here." "Oh, okay." And she's like, ready to write down the order. And I'm like, "So what do you have?" I don't know what to do. I didn't realize that I was just supposed to know everything that's on there. And she was like, "Well, we have brisket, sausage, turkey, this, whatever." I'm like, "I'll have the sausage and chicken." She's like, "We don't have chicken. I mean, turkey." I was all rattled. And then she's like, "Okay, do you want any sides?" "Yeah." "What sides do you have?" She was like,
"Who would want sides?"
Run through all of them. And I was like, I just didn't know I was supposed to know everything that you already had. Like, was I supposed to do the research before I got there?
This isn't one of those where your phone reads a code and then brings up the menu?
No, there was nothing like that. Nothing. There was absolutely zero information whatsoever. You were just supposed to know that you wanted the ribs or the brisket or the turkey.
Yes.
Why would you not have a menu? Saving trees or something like that? If you haven't been there before.
No. I'm not doing this today. We're in Los Angeles. We get to see some people.
I understand him being frustrated. Ridiculous.
I don't know.
Macaroni and cheese, potato salad.
It's okay.
And then she does the breath thing to him.
We're good.
She does the annoyed deep breath.
She said, "We have potato salad. We have potato casserole. We have this." I was like, "Can I have the second potato thing you said?" That's how I actually ordered from him.
The Dolphins have their coach, the former Niners offensive coordinator, Michael McDaniel. Lovie Smith may be to the Texans. He was their associate head coach and defensive coordinator. So right now you have the Saints and Texans officially as coachless. I guess the Vikings, but Kevin O'Connell is supposed to be getting that after the Super Bowl. We were talking about this last night when we went out for some drinks, and you look at the Rams' upside. Now, they're never going to be to Los Angeles what the Lakers and Dodgers are, but you get a fan base, and fans love a winner, and all of a sudden, and I wonder about that if the Rams lose this Super Bowl. How does that dent that fan base? But it feels like everybody's excited. It's a home game. You're playing the Bengals. And, of course, nobody's going to take the Bengals seriously, and you can ask the other teams that they've gone through that maybe you probably should. But the Bengals' upside is you start with Joe Burrow. And, first of all, if the Bengals lose, this isn't going to be one of those, well, you might get this, oh, they never should have been there in the first place. If they get blown out, you'll hear that. But if the Bengals win, now Joe Burrow's halfway to the Hall of Fame. He's where Russell Wilson was. He's where Patrick Mahomes was. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, you're in your second year, third year. Now, all of a sudden, we view you differently. You got Jamar Chase. You're both under contract. We can play this out for quite some time there. And that's what's helped Patrick Mahomes. You keep Tyreek Hill. You keep Travis Kelce. It's not just having a great quarterback. It's do you have other skill players? And Joe Mixon's a very good running back as well. But it does feel like it's Joe Burrow against the Rams defense. Yeah, Paul.
And historically, the Cincinnati franchise has always had trouble getting free agents. They're not known for spending. They don't have to. They got Joe Burrow. They have Jamar Chase. Like you said, it's on a plate for them. Their defense is above average, but they don't have star players that they have to pay. Remember a couple years ago, the Vikings had that great defense, and they decided to pay Kirk Cousins, and they had to not spend elsewhere. They're in the opposite situation with the Bengals. They could spend on the offensive line. That'd be great.
The thing that I'm concerned about just to watch this game and make, hopefully it's a competitive game, is the offensive line for the Bengals feels like the offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs against Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay won that Super Bowl with their defense. But now you have that defense going after Joe Burrow. Now, he has survived. He's been sacked 9 times in a playoff game and won the game. But it does feel like it's the Rams defensive line versus the Bengals offensive line. And it really feels like it comes down to that. A couple of phone calls, as we always do, best and worst of the weekend. Jason in Nebraska joins us. Will Ferrell will join us in about 10 minutes in our studio. Hey, Jace.
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. A lot of positives this weekend. So my best is Caitlin Clark and what she's doing at Iowa. Good
she's
Lord.
Awesome.
It's really
she's,
nice. She is. She's awesome. And my bester is the girls flag football during the Pro Bowl or before the Pro Bowl. That was pretty cool. And my bestest is being at my local Costco. And what do I see out of the corner of my eye that makes me start singing? Celery, celery, celery. Hey, suck it, Fritzy. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Very specific.
Don't know if we need to start our Monday.
Out of the blue, like
yeah,
that.
Jason.
On a Monday Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, he might be speaking for a lot of people, but I'm just saying. If you haven't seen Caitlin Clark at Iowa, she is awesome. You know, I was thinking about this. Paulie and I were talking. How many men's basketball players can you name in college basketball? You can name two women's college basketball players, Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark. Now, Paige Beckers got hurt, UConn star. Caitlin Clark is fun. I think she put up 40 yesterday against Michigan. And, you know, she's not leaving early. She's just a whole lot of fun to watch. But I did watch the Duke and North Carolina game. I watched for a little while, flipped back over to it, and then they were chanting F Coach K. And I went, not when you're getting blown out. Not when you're winning. If you want to do that and be classless, okay. When you're getting blown out, I just wish Coach K would have just gone scoreboard on them. Yeah, Paulie.
Hey, Caitlin Clark of Iowa, remember that shot that Steph Curry took against Oklahoma City in 2015 where he was about 30 feet from the basket and he could have gone 8 feet closer. He said, nah, this is good. She was taking shots like that yesterday. I thought when I first saw the video online, I was like, well, this must be the end of the half and she's taking a 35-foot heave. It was the middle of the second quarter. It wasn't like the clock wasn't running down. She's like, 30 feet is open range.
Yeah.
Wild.
Got a great handle. Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Good to hear from you guys early this week. My first best is just want to bring some recognition to the Division III UW Oshkosh Titans basketball team. They improved their record to 17-3 over the weekend, fifth ranked in the country. And my second best is all the representation of Wisconsin athletes in the Olympics. Sorry. Really cool to see that. But again, kudos to you guys. Earlier time zone, so thank you for bringing it. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Jeremy. Of course, our favorite Olympian in this year's Winter Games, Seton.
That would be Semen Pavlchenko.
Semen Pavlchenko.
A loser.
He's a loser, baby.
He is a loser. So, Russian loser.
Yeah. I saw that on the screen last night. I go, I want to know what other name they considered. You know, his parents. What are we going to call him? Mike? Tom? Semen? Let's go Semen.
Yeah, could you imagine if, like, the name Daniel in Russian actually meant something else?
Do we know what...
Like, Semen over in Russia might be Frank. You know what I mean? We have no idea. His name could be Francis.
Yeah. Might be Dick. Yes, Paulie.
And those losers, they do that low shot of them as they're in the gates. And they have their feet out, and they're spread to be on the thing. And then it's shooting up their groinal area.
Yeah.
You learn, and those outfits are tight. You could, like, tell the religion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had childbearing hips, too, Semen Pavlchenko. All right, we'll take a break. The Texans may be promoting Lovie Smith. That's not official yet. And then the Saints, Jason Lockenfora had this to get credit where credit is due. Seton is back with the van over 3,000 miles,
3,843.
We need to detail that van before we give it away. Inside and out.
There was a bit of a donut spill at one point that needs to be cleaned up.
We'll take a break. The great Will Ferrell will join us in studio right after this Dan Patrick Show. Oh, you know what I got in the mail before I left the man cave? Butcher box. And it's a problem because now I leave it for the guys who were back there. And Tyler's going to have a meet Friday back there, and he's probably going to open up the butcher box. And what they do is they ship high-quality meat right to your home. Free shipping for the continental United States. And then there's 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on the box you choose. And it's good enough for 24 individual meals. and it's going to probably average out to $6 a meal. So customize your own box or go with one of theirs. Either way, you're going to get exactly what you want. Your chance to have ground beef again. That's right. Butcher Box is doing this again, giving free new members free ground beef for life. Plus, get $10 off with a coupon at butcherbox.com/Patrick. 2 pounds of ground beef free in every order for the life of your membership, plus $10 off coupon. Go to butcherbox.com/Patrick. Butcherbox.com/Patrick to claim this deal. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This program, award-nominated, we never win anything. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. As Seton found out, that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lives up to the expectations and then some. Customized options there, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Are we going to stay with the poll question that we had from the first hour, Todd?
I think we are for now, but I definitely want to change it up for the final hour.
By the way, Todd has a limerick. He said he has a limerick every day. Do you want to knock out your limerick and then I'll bring in the great Will Ferrell?
I think that's a great idea.
Like you could be kind of opening for Will Ferrell.
That is amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Dreams come true.
Here we go. Here's Todd with his limerick about the Super Bowl.
Home field advantage, not quite. In that NFC title game fight, Niner cheers won the day. You'd think SoFi was the Bay. but ultimately the Rams won the night.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
Let's go.
There you go.
All right.
You don't want the opener to be too good if you're, you know, the headliner.
A pacing
list. Yeah. So mission accomplished as we bring in the great Will Ferrell, actor, comedian, and longtime L.A. sports fan. He's he is all in with the Bengals. Hi, Will. Got some face paint there.
Back in the day, I did that. Remember, I lost the bet, and I had to do that, and I had to roar.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Before I spoke, every time I'd have to go roar. So anyway, I think the Yankees should.
So, explain your bet that you lost, because Will's a great listener of the show. We appreciate that.
Yes.
I didn't know you'd come in dressed as a Bengal.
If you recall, last time I was here, I got here so early.
Yes.
For my hair and makeup.
Yeah.
And you guys were speculating, like, what is he doing? Why did he get here so early?
Yeah.
And you guys were like, oh, he's going to come out as this person or Mugatu or this and that. And I came out just as normal Will Ferrell. And devastatingly disappointed. The looks on your faces, I'm like, yeah, next time you guys are back, I'm bringing the heat.
Well, I didn't know it took you that long just to look like Will Ferrell.
Well, it doesn't. I'm very conscientious.
Okay.
You know, L.A. traffic. Like to, yeah.
Are you going to wear this home to the family?
I haven't even thought that far.
Okay.
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, one time.
Did you see that patch on his? It says Bobby Gritch. How great is that?
Got a Bobby Gritch patch.
Of course.
On my jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you owned that?
You know, you think of Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think you dressed like a tiger and
Bobby Gritch.
Bobby Gritch. It's good to see you.
By the way, I'm pulling for the Rams. No,
are you a Rams fan?
I'm not. I was back in the day when I was a kid, and then they broke my heart and left.
Oh, so you can't fall back in love?
I can't fall back in love.
Are you pulling for the Bengals?
I am. I'm really liking the Joe Burrow kid.
Are you going to go to the game?
I'm going to the game.
Are you bringing the family to the game?
No. No way. I don't. I got to be able to move in and out.
Yeah, you got to stealth.
Yeah. But weren't you guys, were coming up with listener of the show. I'm coming off kind of pathetic here, how much I listen to the
show,
right?
Well, we wondered, like, what your life is like, Will, because you don't do anything, do you?
Weren't you guys coming up with nicknames for Joe?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We came up with Joe Ohio.
Okay.
I couldn't take Joe Cool because that's Joe Montana. Yeah. That's not fair.
I thought of Sloppy Joe Burrow.
Sloppy.
Everyone loves Sloppy Joes.
Yeah. Had you guys landed on Sloppy Joe?
Well, no, because then it.
I'm glad I bought the .com.
No,
I got the
rights. The domain?
I got the domain to Sloppy Joe.
Okay, but that kind of means he had a bad game or they lost. Like in defeat,
yeah,
he could be
true.
Sloppy Joe.
Okay, maybe that's not.
How much
good.
Did you think this through?
I just was trying to connect Joe. I was trying to connect Wheelburrow.
No.
Joe Wheelburrow? I was really, it's a tough one.
I like Wheelburrow better than I do.
Was this always a love seat?
It was a single chair.
It was a single chair before.
Yeah, but I brought in, it's called Love Sack. It is.
After the B-52 song.
That's Love Shack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the brand. It's called Love Sack.
Oh, it's Love Sack.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you guys pushing Love Sack?
Yes, we are.
Sofas?
Yeah, it's a sactional.
Okay.
No, it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not disputing it. I'm not disputing it.
Do you want me to get you one?
I'm good.
I didn't get through my full intro, though.
Oh, okay.
All 8 episodes of the limited series, The Shrink Next Door, available now on Apple TV+.
Yes.
Is it
all available.
Dark comedy?
It's a dark. Would you say it's a comedy? I don't know. I would say you put it in the dark comedy category, but it's a little more.
Dramedy?
Yeah, it's a little more drama than the. Capital DRAMA, lowercase dy.
Okay.
Dramedy.
Okay. Are you now a serious actor?
I'm here to announce on the Dan Patrick Show. that I am now
with that makeup on.
to only serious acting.
Oh, really? So you retired from comedy?
Done from comedy.
Wow. Well, it was a great run.
It was a great run. Great, great, great run.
What's going to be your first serious acting role?
I'm going to reprise the Tiger King in a very heart-wrenching drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll play?
I'll play what's her face?
Carol Baskin.
Yes, Carol Baskin. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I think somebody's already doing
No, they're
that.
Already doing it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The Danette said, look, can we ask one question each?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to let you decide. Now, this didn't work out with Kevin Costner. Paulie.
In what way?
Insulted.
Oh, really?
And Costner didn't have a sense of humor. He jumped on Paulie and used the F word. He did.
Wow.
Yeah, he got F-bombed by Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Bucket list.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a badge of honor.
I asked him the question because Kevin Costner at one time, I think, was the biggest actor in all of Hollywood. That's fair to say.
I would think so.
And I said, when you were at your peak after Untouchables and all those movies.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Already.
Yeah. See?
Already troubled waters.
You see?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If Paulie said that to you, what would you say?
I'd say keep going. Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't F-bomb him.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
Okay.
No.
But Costner's a serious actor.
Serious actor. But I'm about to transition into that. So.
And then you would F-bomb
him.
Yeah,
then I would.
All right, Paulie.
It'd be worse.
All right, you can lead off with your one question for Will Ferrell.
Okay, I don't understand anything about how movies are made, but let's say you're in old school or whatever comedy you're making and you're one of the actors. If you nail a scene, a take of a scene, can you lobby for that scene to be put in the movie, and how does that work?
Lobby for the scene to get put in the movie?
That take
of a scene. Let's say eight takes of the scene. I listened to the DVD of old school, and when you were walking down the stairs in the sweater vest, you did the sneeze, the side sneeze.
Yes.
And Vince Vaughn was like, that's such a sneaky little joke, and he loved it. But if you have a take where you think you nailed it or is a funny little ad lib.
What they'll do is circle the takes. So you watch it, and the director will be like, circle that one. So you can double back. If I watch the cut of the movie, I'll go, I think I did something weird. And they can double back and put it in if the director's listening to you. Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. Usually they are.
Okay. But you're
with my status.
Don't
listen to me.
Seton, your one question.
My question for Will is which winter Olympic sport do you believe you would excel in most?
Mm. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Probably either bobsled or luge.
Would you do luge or skeleton?
Face first, feet first.
Oh, I would do luge. I'm not going to do skeleton.
But you...
Skeleton's face first.
Face first, yeah.
I wouldn't do the face first, I don't think. Because I have incredible core strength.
Well, when I think
incredible inner thigh, yeah. Because I think you do all the steering here.
With your feet,
right?
Yeah. Would you be front or back in the bobsled?
Well, I definitely wouldn't be up front. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be one of the guys pushing in the back, I would think.
Okay, all right. Did you hear our favorite loser?
No.
His name is...
Semen Pavlichenko.
Semen Pavlichenko. And then we found out...
He's American. He's from Burbank.
No, right? He's not. No. He is. Oh. I think he's from the Ukraine, and in the Ukraine, semen means Simon. I think.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So a little sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah. Todd, your one question for Will Ferrell.
What was the moment or situation during your illustrious SNL career where you felt like, you know what, it's time to I had enough. It's time to move on to the next chapter of my career.
So the moment where I'm like, I got to get out.
Yeah, well, you felt like, I think it's time to move on to bigger and better things. I have this on my resume. I've done all I can do.
How much thought did you give this?
I was thinking about
that. That was worse than Paulie's question to Costner.
I think it's a legitimate question.
All right. Well, when did you know you were washed
Saturday
Night Live?
I should walk out at this point.
No,
right?
No. Just, I'm sorry.
No. That wasn't meant to be offensive.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there was a moment where I'm like, I'm done. I better leave. But I was on for 7 years, and at a certain point, I thought I better get out now.
How about this?
Because I'm
let me
doing
rephrase
pretty well.
Rephrase your question, Todd.
Did I ask that in a way that sounded like offensive? It was meant to be that I'm ready to do something else. I've done it at such a high level, and I'm ready for the next challenge.
If you have to explain your question,
that's how it was meant to be.
This is a disaster.
It is from start to finish. This is a. Well, when did you realize though that you'd kind of become, you know, in pop culture, that you were more than just somebody who was on Saturday Night Live, that now it was something bigger?
Well, you have to remember Saturday Night Live being late night TV, it's like dog years. 7 years equals like 1 year of primetime television. If you're the cast of Friends, so many people are watching that. After one or two seasons, you become iconic. At the end of seven seasons of Saturday Night Live, people were just now knowing what my name was.
When you were washed up, leaving.
When I was washed up, leaving.
Leaving Saturday Night.
And they were like, good luck, pal.
You're going to need it.
But I literally did that show thinking, oh, I could just do this for the rest of my career. It's so much fun. It's the thing I always wanted to do. But I thought, well, I'm doing pretty well right now. It's now the good time to leave and test the waters. There wasn't like 20 scripts waiting for me. You know, it was very much a leap of faith in the sense of, I had old school that was in the can, which is a term which finished product, finished in the can, but hadn't come out yet. And then we had this script about a human raised by elves up at the North Pole that was an interesting concept, but needed a lot of work. But that hadn't even been set up yet.
But you
and so I that was kind of I just thought, for better or for worse, I'm gonna leave the show and see what happens.
But did you have a sense, though, when you're leaving, that old school, was your career sort of riding on old school success?
A little bit. And it had been, it was originally supposed to come out in November, and then it got pushed to February, which is usually not a good sign when they hold on to a movie. And so, it was definitely a leap of faith, but...
And then Elf, you've talked about where you thought you might have made the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. In the yellow tights, sitting alone in my trailer.
But just
looking in the mirror going, huh, what else can I do when this all goes downhill?
I can't imagine of you...
Yeah,
sitting in your double banger.
Yeah, in my double, and it was. And, it was not
and,
even.
And you're in costume.
I'm in costume,
all by yourself,
with a little tiny, little tiny electric heater at my feet because it was freezing, December in New York. And,
when did you know that was? Because you get James Caan.
Yeah,
and you had some really interesting.
John Favreau.
Peter Dinklage
was. Fairly confident throughout the whole process. And,
fairly.
I'm sure Sandler's talked about it. I'm sure you've had a lot of actors talk about it. You're like, you don't know till you're sitting with the audience watching the film.
Oh, so even after the
fact. And just sitting in that first preview.
Oh.
And you're it's an intense opening night.
How nervous, though, are you?
I'm not nervous anymore when I'm at these test screenings. But you have butterflies in your stomach. And
but we can't think of Christmas without Elf now.
It's
in there with...
You can't.
Like
if
four
you
or
do,
five.
I'll sue you.
Yeah. But you got It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
You got Ralphie, Christmas Story.
Yep.
Elf.
Rudolph. Booty Call.
Booty.
One of the classic Christmas movies.
Booty Call 3.
Booty Call 3. No, I'm very lucky to have, it's very rare to have something that people watch again and again and yet, have it land around Christmas.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I know you went through all of this trouble to put the makeup on.
Yes.
Well, do you want to come back with this? Or?
It looks pretty good.
It does.
I'm not gonna lie. I wonder how long, I wonder if I could spend the rest of my week in this makeup and just see it, how crazy people thought I was.
So if you just, you know, slept on your back.
Yep.
And you you took a, just like that.
Yeah.
You know, walk in to slept get coffee at Starbucks. And
what's this called again?
That's Love Sack. That's slept, the sectional.
Slept upright in this
in the sectional. Love section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you come back with us or?
What do you think, Fritz? Should I come back?
I really
Todd's
hope you
got
will.
Another question.
Okay, we'll let Todd come up with another
so
question.
So where did
Todd,
you think?
I'll come back.
Todd's got okay.
I'll come back.
All right, we'll come back with Will Ferrell after yeah. this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You would never know that he's a serious actor now, the way he's dressed today. Bengals superfan Will Ferrell staying with us. You can see him in the shrink.
Go Galls. Bengals. Us Bengals, the real Bengals fan, no, you just shorten it to Gulls. Yeah.
The Shrink Next Door is available now on Apple TV Plus. So Will is in there with Paul Rudd, and it's kind of a serious turn.
Yeah.
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 And you've gone serious.
There's
now.
Some laughs. There's some laughs through the tears, but it's serious.
Can you cry on cue?
When Fritzy asks me questions, yes. When he breaks me down.
I apologize.
I can't cry on cue.
Well, you did for my your speech for me for the Radio Hall of Fame.
That one was easy because of the emotion of the moment.
Everybody.
What was the reaction? By the way, we didn't talk since.
No, we didn't. So I asked Will to kind of help and duck me into the Radio Hall.
And you said, don't be afraid to get emotional.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're in Chicago. This is back in October, and Will just did a video, and I didn't want to let anybody know. Everybody else is doing these heartfelt, you know, intros for this person who's going into the Radio Hall of Fame, and then Will just got up there and started saying I basically wasn't going to amount to anything, and everybody knew that, and then the tears came. Artificial tears.
How did the Radio Hall of Fame people react to my level of...
They loved it.
Okay, good.
They loved it.
Good.
Yeah, they did.
They had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. But that's when you started to transition into a serious actor, it felt
that
like.
That was the moment.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you do something... If I said, Taxi Driver.
Right.
Are you, like, mentally, can you get into a role like that, a bad guy where you go... Something deep and dark like that?
I kind of had to do it in Shrink. There are pretty powerful moments where, you know, Paul Rudd, who plays the therapist, who is kind of controlling Marty's life, is very manipulative throughout this whole series. And he kind of, you know, there's a push-pull going on where he gives me encouragement and then he makes me feel horrible. And those moments... were incredibly real, and he was so effective and so mean that it was not hard to get to that anxious place, and before I knew it, I'm crying, which is a very surreal, you're in front of a crew of 50 people and you have to cry on cue, but it's funny how you get yourself into that space and it's just happening.
What's the role that you brought home?
In terms of, like, I couldn't shake
that
it.
That character.
I don't think I've done so many things where I'm like, you know, you only have to talk. Please don't speak to me as Will. Talk to the character. I'm pretty good about shaking it off.
You're not a Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm not a Daniel Day. No,
okay.
I'm not a Daniel. But I do. I did take a year off and study shoemaking in Italy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, just like Daniel Day-Lewis did.
Shoe cobbling, sorry.
But you're not...
Cobbler. Yeah.
You're not Ron Burgundy at home.
No. My wife would kill me.
I was going to say, did you want to be Ron Burgundy at home?
Yeah.
Has your wife ever said...
Sometimes when we make love, though. Hello, honey. I'm now going to lay upon you.
Scotch.
We are now beginning what is called lovemaking session. It's going to last exactly 7.5 minutes. We're beginning.
Do you even drink scotch?
I'll have scotch on occasion, sure.
Like if you're going to tie one on with us tonight.
Right.
In Venice.
Yeah. Is it Venice or Marina del Rey?
Well,
I'm getting
in
conflicting
that area.
Pieces of information.
Well, if we're going to party, we're going to Venice.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
You know, I'll anything from an IPA. Enjoy a good IPA. Who doesn't? Right?
I could.
You're acting like I'm crazy.
No, it's it's hard to take you serious
IPA,
with that paint on your face.
maybe a tequila-inspired drink.
Okay. When's the last time you were drunk?
Like slurring drunk?
Yeah. Not blackout drunk. Will looks like he's tipsy.
I don't. My tolerance isn't. What it is, what it used to be. So I do find myself, even after, say, 3 glasses of wine.
Okay.
Sometimes.
But at Saturday Night Live, did you party?
We would, pretty much every Wednesday after the read-through, we tie one on.
You get after it?
Till three or four in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you got the after party.
On Saturday night till Sunday Saturday. Morning. Is that mandatory that you have to show up?
It's not mandatory, but you just, it was so much fun. You'd stay out till 5, 6 in the morning and, you know, hang out with the guys from the Strokes. I never did, but other people told me about it.
He is Will Ferrell. All episodes of the limited...
I did see Christopher Walken crawl out of a party once.
Crawl. But didn't he show up, isn't that the famous, he showed up at a party and he had kittens? He had a coat. What? Shy McBride told us that he showed up at a dinner party. He had a coat and he had kittens.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And he said, I've got kittens.
Oh.
Kittens.
I just remember the first time he hosted, I remember talking to him and going, gosh, Chris, so fun to watch you work. You're just so funny. He's like, really? Because I have no idea. Oh, because, well, keep doing it. Because it's just, everything you say is just, it doesn't matter what we write for you. It's just so funny.
The limited series.
I have no idea.
Is The Shrink Next Door available on Apple TV Plus? Great to see you. We're up against a break.
Are you guys going to SoFi? Will you be there?
No.
You can come to my house, but I won't be there. I'll be at SoFi.
What a way to close out the hour. And Simply Safe Home Security. If Will had Simply Safe, he could look on his phone, and he may have Simply Safe Home Security.
I don't.
But I can hook you up with that.
Oh, okay.
And a love sign. A wireless outdoor camera from Simply Safe that he would be able to monitor what's going on at home. With
Sounds convenient.
The wife and the kids.
Right.
Simply Safe has everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry and motion sensors, indoor, outdoor cameras, monitored 24/7 by professionals, ready to dispatch police, firefighters, EMTs to your home. Simply Safe. Cost you less than a dollar a day. You can
Pretty
set it up.
Deal.
You have 30 minutes or less that you can do it. And you don't strike me as being very handy around the house.
Not at all.
All righty. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Just go to simplysafedan.com. Simplysafedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.